महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारेः भवं बुधिर्वत्सपदं परं पदम् पदं पदं यत् विपदां न तेषाम् समाश्रिताये पदपल्लवप्लवम् महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारेः भवाम्बुधिर्वत्सपदं परं पदम् पदं पदं यद्विपदां न तेषाम् समाश्रिताये पदपल्लवप्लवम् महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारेः परं पदं पदम् पदं पदं यद्विपदां न तेषाम् समाश्रिताये महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारेः पवम्बुधिर्वत्सपदं परं पदम् पदं पदं यद्विपदां न तेषाम् समाश्रिताये पदपल्लवप्लवम् महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारेः भवाम्बुधिर्वत्सपरं पदं पदम् पदं पदं यद्विपदां न तेषाम् समाश्रिताये पदपल्लवप्लवम् महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारेः भवाम्बुधिर्वत्सपदं परं पदम् पदं पदं यद्विपदां न तेषाम् मदर्स् समाश्रिताये पदपल्लवप्लवम् महत्पदं पुण्ययशो मुरारे भवाम्बुधिर्वत्सपदं परं पदम् पदं पदं यद्विपदां न तेषाम् ट्रान्स्लेशन् एण्ड् Translation and purport by the disciple of the Divine V.C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. This translation is actually from Bhagavad Gita, so this translation is by Prabhupada. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, this verse summarizes the knowledge presented in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are described as Pallava, flower buds, because they are most tender and of pinkish hue. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, the word Pallava also indicates that Lord Krishna's lotus feet are just like desire trees, which can fulfill all the desires of the Lord's pure devotees. Even exalted devotees like Sri Narada, who are themselves the great shelter for the conditioned soul in this universe, personally takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Thus, it is natural that when Lord Krishna manifested himself as the all young boys and calves of Vrindavan, their parents were more attracted to them than previously. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure and being all attractive, the ultimate object of everyone's love. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shadakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guram Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinu Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paridanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, as I mentioned that today we are starting the Krishna Katha series for Shri Krishna Janmashtami. This verse is spoken by Lord Brahma himself in the 14th chapter. And it is described that Lord Brahma offered these prayers in the maturity of his realization. Lord Brahma himself tells us that he has read all the Vedas 3 times with complete focus and scholarly attention. Just imagine. And the Vedas are vast. Huge. If, like we have Srimad Bhagavatam. We were distributing Srimad Bhagavatam and one person who didn't know ISKCON Srimad Bhagavatam, he thought it is one book. So he said, okay, you know, you can bring Srimad Bhagavatam to me. And the devotees went with one carton. He said, what is this? I have asked one book. It is one book. Now, multiplied by 1 lakh, that is all the Vedas. So, Lord Brahma studied the Vedas 3 times. Trir avritya manishaya. Bhagavan Brahma karsneha. Trir avritya manishaya. Abhyavatsyat kutastho. Ratir atman yato bhavet. So, 3 times with great focus, with scholarly attention, Brahmaji has studied the Vedas. And of course, he has given the conclusion. So, these prayers are described to be offered in the maturity of his realization. So, I am giving the background of, you know, Brahmaji's scholarly achievements. Of course, the 4 Vedas emanate from his mouth also. So, in the maturity of his realization, Lord Brahma has offered this prayer. And Tridhar Swami says, this verse summarizes his prayer. So you can imagine that how important this verse is. So this verse talks of Samashritaye Pada Pallava Plavam, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam often talks of taking shelter of Lord's lotus feet. What does it mean in practical action, in practical sense, take shelter of Lord's lotus feet? keep the Lord Lotus Feet photograph in front of you and keep looking at it. Offer agarbatti, a lamp, that is good. But in practical action, what does it mean? So the devatas in the second chapter of the 10th canto, they have offered beautiful prayers called garbastuti while Lord Krishna was in the womb of his mother. So they describe what it means to take shelter of Lord Lotus Feet in a practical sense. So there is a beautiful prayer offered by the devatas where they describe Shanvan grihansam smarayan sachintayan namani rupani cha mangalani te kriyasu yattat charanar vindayor avishta chetan bhavaya kalpate. So the devata describes Shrinvan grihan samsmarayan cha chintayan. One should hear about the Lord. One should accept that sound vibration through the ears within the heart. Then one should transmit it for others' benefit. That is the grihan. And one should remember it. Samsmarayan chintayan. What the name of the Lord, the form, the pastimes, which are all very auspicious, mangalanite, kriyasu, and one should practically serve. So therefore, it's hearing, chanting, remembering, and serving. That is what is meant by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly, again and again, talks of take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So one may say, you know, what is the benefit? Like in this time and age, the benefit has to be advertised. What is the benefit of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord? So Srimad Bhagavatam describes how it will bring a change in our life. What benefit will there be? So I will discuss today the 8 qualities of the Lord's lotus feet. And consider it like an 8-petal lotus. Okay, so the Lord Lotus Feet, taking shelter of the Lord Lotus Feet. It has 8 qualities like an 8-petal lotus, and those qualities will also change our life. We'll be able to imbibe those qualities which emanate from the Lord Lotus Feet. So we'll discuss 8 qualities, although there are many, but the 8 prominent ones. The first quality that we will imbibe in our life is auspiciousness. So the Lord's lotus feet have been described as all auspicious. Again, there is a summary of Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto. Whatever has been presented in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sut Goswami summarizes in the 12th chapter of the 12th canto. And towards that, in the end, he gives a beautiful verse, a summary verse. Avismriti Krishna Padaravindayo Shinoti Bhadrani Chashamtanoti Satvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Chavigyana Viraga Yuktam. This is 12:12:55 verse. So, Avismriti Krishna Padaravindayo. Constant remembrance of Lord's lotus feet. What does it do? Shinoti Bhadrani. It removes all inauspiciousness. Chashamtanoti. And bestows highest auspiciousness. What is that? Satvasya Shuddhim. Our heart will become pure. Paramatma Bhaktim. The bhakti onto the Lord who resides in everyone's heart will manifest. Along with it, jnanam and vijnanam, the knowledge of the Lord and realization of Him. All this will come by remembrance of the Lord's lotus feet. So auspiciousness, and we know how Lord Shiva, the word Shiva itself means all auspicious. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, where does Lord Shiva get his auspiciousness from? He describes in this bhajan, Ekona Bhojino Prabhu, Je Padala Giya Rama Tapasya Kurila ಜಯಪದ ಪಾಯಿಯ ಶಿವ ಶಿವತ್ವ ಲಭೀಲ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಶಿವತ್ವ ಆಲ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. In fact, Lord Shiva appears as Nandishwar Hill in Vrindavan so that he can get the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna right, continuously on his head, and along with Lord Krishna, all the other gopas and gopis. Not just that, when Lord Shiva went to Vrindavan to see Bal Gopal form, Mother Yashoda first refused, you know the story, but later Lord Krishna started crying and then Shiva had to be called back. And then Mother Shiva gave the baby Krishna in the lap of Shiva, and Krishna started playing, became very happy. Mother Yashoda said, no toy would make my baby so happy. And Mother is very concerned whenever the child cries, how to make the child stop crying. That's a big worry. So Mother Yashoda said, I have got a good solution. Baba, you stay here in Nandabhavan. Whenever my Lala will cry, I will give him in your lap. Let me stop crying. It will be a big relief for me. So Lord Shiva said, on one condition, when you bathe Krishna daily in the morning, that Sanamre should come to me. What will you do with that bathing water? Second condition, don't ask any questions. So even till today, the Chanamrit, the Krishna Balarama bathes in Nandagaon temple, and the Chanamrit comes to Nandishwar Mahadev, who is there in the courtyard. So Lord Shiva takes great pleasure in receiving that Charanamrita of Lord daily. And therefore he gets his quality of Shivatva. So therefore all auspiciousness emanate from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That's the first quality. By taking shelter of Lord lotus feet, our life will also become all auspicious. The second quality of the Lord lotus feet is that it is a suitable boat to cross over this fierce samsara. This verse itself describes that. Samashritaye pad pallava plavam. Plavam means the boat. So, one, by taking shelter of the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, this bhav ambudhi means this samsara of material existence, which is like a huge ocean. It's not an ordinary ocean. Dhruva Maharaj had described, yen anjaso ulbanam uru ulbanam, ye anjaso ulbanam uru vyasanam bhavabdhim. So this ocean is ulbanam, very fierce, uru, very wide, vyasanam, filled with many dangers. There are many sharks, crocodiles, there are high waves. So, this is a very fierce ocean, very shoreless ocean. That shoreless ocean becomes like a small puddle, by taking shelter of the boat of the Lord is the Lord. That means one can easily cross over. One doesn't have to be expert long jumper to cross over the small puddle of water. You can see in the rainy season, there is a small puddle on the road sometimes. One can easily cross over. So, in this way, the lotus feet of the Lord, they are a suitable boat. Another verse describes the Lord lotus feet as the boat. This is again prayer by the Devatas, 10.2.31. Swayam samuttirya sudustaram dhyaman bhavan navam bhimam adrasahrida bhavat padambo ruhanavam atrate hidhaya yataha sadanugraho bhavan. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as desire tree. When acharyas completely take shelter of a lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nisains, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are merciful to your devotees, you accept this method to help them. So, yes, the Lord's lotus feet are like bhavat padam boruha nava matrate. They are a suitable boat. But it is acharyas who actually makes this boat accessible to us. that is being described over here. So, by taking shelter of this boat, we can cross over the samsara. Taking any other shelter in this material world, any material shelters, they are compared to stone boat. And Prabhupada says, one who boards a stone boat is surely doomed. So, if you see a stone boat, maybe in some old stone temple and so on, you may see a stone boat. It's good to take a picture, you know, take a selfie with the stone boat. It looks nice, but if you board a stone boat, then you're surely going to drown. So, none of the material shelters will actually help. Another example given in Bhagavatam, to take shelter of any other person who is not connected with the Lord, if he is a Lord, is like an attempt to cross the ocean by holding a dog's tail. Dog also is a swimmer. It can swim, but Prabhupada says dog can swim few yards. It cannot swim across the ocean. So therefore, wrong shelters or wrong person will not help us to cross this ocean of material existence. But the lotus feet of the Lord, made accessible by the devotees, we can easily cross over the ocean of nescience. The third quality of the Lord's lotus feet is that they are very beautiful, just like the lotus is very beautiful to look at. And it's described that how Lord Krishna would walk bare feet in Vrindavan, and Mother Earth considered those marks of Lord's lotus feet to be like a great ornament. This is described in the Gopi Gita also. Verse describes the beauty of the Lord's lotus feet. Pranata kamadam padmajarchitam dharani mandanam dheyamapadi charana pankajam shamtamam chate ramana nastanesh purpayadihan. So, pranata kamadam, this verse described how those who take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, all their desires are fulfilled. And padmajarchitam, they are worshipped by Lord Brahma. Dharani mandanam, they are great ornament on earth. Therefore, when Lord Krishna disappeared, it was Mother Earth who was under intense separation. Kova saheta viraham purushottamasya. Because everyone else was, at some point of time, they would get Krishna's association. But Mother Earth was one who would always have the association of Krishna by the touch of his lotus feet. Whether Krishna is at home, or whether in the forest, whether he is playing with the cowherd boys, or he is with the gopis, he was not there always with everyone, but always in touch with Mother Earth. Therefore, her fortune was the greatest, is described, and her separation was the most intense. So, the Lord's lotus feet are a great ornament, they are very beautiful, and our lives become very beautiful being in touch with them. And today's purport also describes that how Lord Krishna's lotus feet, the word pallava, pada pallava. Pallava means soft bud or just the petal of a lotus. Or you can see a petal of a newly grown rose, how soft that petal is. That's how the lotus feet of the Lord are. So Lord Krishna's lotus feet are described as pallava, flower buds, because they are most tender and of pinkish hue. So in this way, the Lord's lotus feet are very beautiful, and our life will become beautiful by taking shelter of those lotus feet. The fourth quality of the Lord's lotus feet is that it is a beverage. What kind of beverage? Very sweet, intoxicating beverage. That is described in the 18th chapter of the first canto, where the sages, they were performing a thousand year long sacrifice, and Sudha Goswami comes and begins reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So this, they describes कर्मण्यस्मिन् अनश्वासे धूम धूम्रात्मनाम भवान् अपाययति गोविंदा पाद पद्मासवम मधु. सो दे से दैट वी हैव स्टार्टेड दिस थाउजेंड ईयर लॉन्ग सैक्रिफाइस कर्मण्ये अस्मिन् अनश्वासे बट वी आर नॉट अश्योर्ड ऑफ व्हाट द रिजल्ट विल बी. बट वन थिंग इज फॉर श्योर दैट अवर फेस एंड अवर लंग्स आर गेटिंग ब्लैक. धूम धूम्रात्मनाम भवान् But you have come suddenly, Appayayati Govinda. You have recited the topics of Lord Govinda. And we can taste this sweet intoxicating beverage or sweet intoxicating honey. Pada Padmasavam Madhu. Suddenly we are now tasting this honey. So therefore, usually when you invest somewhere, you get the return on maturity. But here in bhakti investment, the return comes with the start of the investment. At the very beginning, the returns start coming. In fact, Bhagavatam describes that bhakti returns start even before you make the investment. Just imagine, Bhagavatam describes that when you just desire to hear about Krishna, not even, you haven't even heard about Krishna. When you desire to hear about Krishna, Lord Krishna's lotus feet are situated within your heart. So just imagine you express your desire that I want to deposit 10 lakh in a particular scheme. They say here is your first return. The deposit has not been done also. Imagine any there is any investment firm where they will give return even before you make the deposit. That is Lord Krishna's lotus feet. As soon as we desire to hear, the return begins. We can taste the nectar of the Lord's lotus feet. We can get a glimpse of it. So it is described by the sages that at the very beginning of the bhakti, we can taste this nectar. In fact, this nectar is so sweet that even Krishna wants to taste this nectar. And therefore, he makes the attempt. And he puts his own lotus toe in his mouth. Vatapatra Shahi Krishna. Kararabindena padarabindam mukharabindam vinivesayantam vatasya patrasya puteshayanam balam mukundam manasasmarami. So Lord Krishna also wonders what kind of beverage emanates from my lotus feet, and therefore he wants to taste and puts his toe in his own lotus mouth. But guess, he doesn't get that taste, full taste. He gets only little taste. Why does that happen? Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, सो मधुर्य आश्वादिते करेन यतन भक्त भाव विनु नहि तहां आश्वादन. लॉर्ड कृष्णा मेक्स एन अटेम्प्ट टू टेस्ट द नेक्टर विद ओन नेक्टर द नेक्टर ऑफ द लोटस फीट बट विदाउट द भक्त भाव वन कैन नॉट टेस्ट दिस नेक्टर. देयरफॉर ही हैज टू कम एज लॉर्ड चैतन्य टू फुली टेस्ट द नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस टू विद ओन लोटस फीट. सो दिस फोर्थ क्वालिटी दैट this is a great beverage, sweet, intoxicating nectar. The fifth quality of the Lord's lotus feet, it is that it is a benediction. So the lotus also represents a great benediction. So Dhruva Maharaj describes, Satyashisho hi bhagavam stavapada padmam आशीष तथानुभजता पुरुषार्थ मूर्तेः अप्येवमार्य भगवन् परिपाति दीनान् वश्वेव वत्सकमनुग्रहकातरोस्मान्. सो दिस इज 4:19:17 वेर इट डिस्क्राइब्स माय लॉर्ड सत्याशिशो हि भगवंस तव पाद पद्मम. एक्चुअली योर लोटस फीट आर द हाईएस्ट बेनेडिक्शन एंड देयरफॉर ही सेड one should worship your lotus feet in this section only for serving you. Only for serving you. Though, now, at several places, it is described that the lotus feet of the Lord are like the wish-fulfilling tree. They can give us any benediction that we want. And Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather. That means greater than Lord Brahma. This whole universe is Brahma's kingdom. And we have no experience beyond this universe. But just imagine the aspiration of Dhruva. He wanted a kingdom greater than this whole universe. So, Lord lotus feet are wish fulfilling tree. And the Lord appeared, he rendered devotional service with his lotus feet, the Lord appeared and he fulfilled his desire and also gave him his devotional service. So therefore Dhruva got the kingdom which he wanted. He got a Dhruva Loka, which is greater than, is beyond the universe, is higher than the whole universe, which is the kingdom of Lord Brahma. So he got the fulfillment of his material desire, and the Lord assured him that you rule and you will come to my abode after 36,000 years. So now, according to one calculation, Dhruva got, you know, unrivaled kingdom. There will be no voting, etc. He will remain the king for 36,000 years. Unrivaled kingdom. And then he is going to go to Lord abodes. So it is like the highest material perfection and the highest spiritual perfection he got. So we may feel, apan ko bhi yahi package mangta hai. Right? He wants similar package, Dhruva package. The highest material benediction and the highest spiritual benediction. But it's described that Dhruva, he lamented after he got that package. He was not satisfied because he understood that I have actually postponed my spiritual perfection. Lord came, he could have taken me along with him. He could have reinstated me in his personal service. But then because of material desire, I have to now rule. I have wrought in this world for 36,000 years. So I have postponed the spiritual perfection for such a long time. And therefore he realized it was not good. And he, Dhruva was contemplating, I offered my prayer to the Lord, Bhaktim Mahu Prabhatam Toi Me Prasango. My Lord, I want to constantly hear, chant, glorify, worship your lotus feet in the association of your devotees. But the Lord did not even touch upon that prayer when he was answering, when he was speaking to me. He kept it aside to be fulfilled much later. And then he reminded me, you wanted kingdom, now enjoy the kingdom. And all your enemies, you had enmity towards, you felt enmity towards stepbrother, stepmother, right? And the stepbrother will also kill the Lord in form and so on and so forth. So he said, although we may feel that Dhruva got a win-win situation, you know, highest material benediction, the highest spiritual benediction, but Dhruva, he considered that I have actually lost. I have lost a great opportunity. I have postponed my spiritual perfection. I could have gotten the nectar of the Lord lotus feet, his personal service. I could have been with him. But now for 36,000 years, I have to be in this material world. I have to rule as a king. So like that. So this is not the real thing he understood. So summarizing this section, Maitreya Rishi, he recites a very beautiful verse to Mahatma Vidur. Maitreya Rishi says, Navay Mukundasya Padaravindayo Rajojushastata Bhavadrisha Jana Vanchanti Taddasya Mrite Arthamatmano Yadrichaya Labdhamana Smaritaya. So Navay Mukundasya Padaravindayo. So Maitreya Rishi says, those who are actually dedicated to Lord Mukunda's lotus feet, they worship his lotus feet only with the desire to serve him. And that is the most intelligent way of worshipping him. And oh Vidura, you are such a devotee. You always worship the Lord to serve him for his pleasure and not for anything material benediction. So therefore the most intelligent devotees, they should worship the Lord for serving him, for pleasing him, and not for yadrichaya labdhamana smaridhya, and be satisfied with whatever is attained by on one's own. So by one's work, by one's effort, whatever the Lord gives, that will be attained. But one's focus should be to serve the Lord for his pleasure and not desire anything material. That's the most intelligent way of worshipping him. And in that way, one gets the highest benediction, which is as we discussed, the most sweet intoxicating nectar of devotional service, that is lotus feet. The sixth quality of the Lord lotus feet is fortune. The lotus also represents fortune. Lord Brahma in his prayers, he describes, Tadastu me natha sabhuri bhago bhave yatra vanyatra tuvatirascham yenahameko pi bhavajjananam bhutvani sheve tava pada pallavam. So Lord Brahma says, Tadastu me natha sabhuri bhago. My dear Lord, I therefore pray to be so fortunate that in this life as Lord Brahma or in another life, whatever I take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. I pray that wherever I may be, even among the animal species, I can engage in devotional service to your lotus feet. So Lord Brahma establishes that the highest fortune is to be counted as one of the devotees of the Lord, or devotees of the devotees of the Lord. And it's mentioned that how the goddess of fortune, she considers the lotus feet of the Lord as her fortune, and therefore she never leaves the service of the Lord's lotus feet. The seventh quality represented by the lotus is fragrance. Now, if you take any lotus, especially if you take from Dadar, you may, even if you put the lotus in your mouth, in your nose, right, insert deep inside, you will not get any fragrance. I would read the fragrance of the lotus in Bhagatam, in Chaitanya-charitamrita, and several times I made attempt, you know, to smell some fragrance, but I never got any clue of the fragrance of lotus. So, it's difficult, you know, to experience physically the fragrance, at least in Bombay. I'm not sure if somewhere else there are some lotuses which emit great fragrance, but sure, this universe is a vast place. There are fragrant lotuses, as described in Bhagavatam, and they have a very sweet fragrance. So, the fragrance of the Lord lotus feet is described in the fourth canto. The four Kumaras, they experience the fragrance of the Lord lotus feet. Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Pada Aravinda Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayuhu Antaragatasa Vivarena Chakara Tesham Sankshobham Akshara Jusham Apichitta Tanvo. So, there was a quarrel between the four Kumaras and the gatekeepers, and the Lord, it is described that the Lord came rushing on his lotus feet. He came quickly because, you know, conflict between the devotees should be resolved as soon as possible. That is not pleasing to the Lord. So the Lord quickly came on his lotus feet, and just by smelling the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet, the four Kumaras who were fixed in Brahman realization, Sankshobham, Aksharajusham, they were fixed. Just by the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet, they fell down from their position. So, what is this fall down? This is a fall down of love. They fell in love with the Lord, as I say, they fell in love. So, they fell in love with the Lord. And this fall down is much bigger than being situated as a great Brahmavadi. They were impersonalist. They had not allowed their senses to be agitated by any material object, by any beautiful sight of any beautiful object, by any beautiful fragrance, and so on and so forth. They had never ever experienced the agitation of senses till now, right? They were pakka Brahmavadis, akshara jusham. But this is the first time when the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet entered, they were so strongly agitated and they could not resist that attraction which they felt for the lotus feet of the Lord. So, their falling down in love with the lotus feet of the Lord is described in this particular verse. So the Lord lotus feet are so fragrant that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described, Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Yei Jan Pai Brahma Loka Adi Sukh Tare Nahi Bhai. So when we get a slight experience of the fragrance of the Lord lotus feet, we will not desire any other happiness even up to Brahmaloka. And this fragrance, Prabhupada says, how is this fragrance transmitted in this world? It is described that the lotus feet of the Lord, just like the lotus, has a saffron particles on the filaments. Again, at least this can be seen. This can be seen. You see the filament. You want to see a lily flower which comes here sometimes from Govardhan Eco Village. You see the filament and there are saffron particles on the filament. And you can touch and you can see the saffron particles. So, Prabhupada says when the devotees who have attachment to the Lord's lotus feet, when they speak the glories, when they speak the pastime to the Lord, they transmit this saffron mercy particles or the saffron fragrant particles. And therefore, smritir punar vismritya tattva vartmenam. So what is the effect of this fragrance? One's dormant love for Krishna is revived by this fragrance. And that takes place by hearing from the pure devotees. So in this way, the lotus feet of the Lord are very fragrant, while this material world is inherently a stinking place. And experiencing the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet, it will remove all the stink of the material world, which is always burning. Just like a burning rubber, burning plastic, you can experience if you go out of Mumbai. It produces such a stink. So the material desires burning within the heart produce a great stink in this material world, which is removed by the remembrance and the glorification of the Lord's lotus feet. The seventh quality was the fragrance, and the eighth quality of the Lord's lotus feet is freedom. So, taking shelter of the Lord's lotus feet gives us complete freedom. This is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karmashayam grathitam udgratayanti santaha tadvanna riktamatayo yatato piruddha shoto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. So the devotees, yat pada pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya, the devotees who worship this beautiful petal like lotus feet of the Lord, karmashayam grasitam udgrathyanti santa, they can easily obtain freedom from the hard knot of the fruitive activities, karma granthi, which is otherwise is very difficult. Tadvanna riktamatayo, even though the yogis and the jnanis, they try very hard, they cannot actually become free from this karma granthi, which are easily destroyed by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes the same point, that what to speak of, you know, positively hearing, chanting and worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, simply by remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, just by mere remembrance, for how long? For fraction of a moment, not even 1 second, for a fraction of a second. If one just remembers the lotus feet of the Lord for a fraction of a second, that person will never see Yamaraj. That is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Tilardhe ko ye charan dhyan kaile matra yam tar nahen adhikar patra. So Yamaraj cannot touch that person who simply remembers the lotus feet of the Lord even for fraction of a second. Thus, remembrance of the Lord lotus feet, devotion at his lotus feet, gives us immunity from this samsara, from this material existence, for eternity. Just imagine one shot of vaccine gives you immunity for eternity. Now, the ordinary vaccine, you have to take second dose, booster dose, and so on and so forth. Repeated dose one has to take. But herein, just remembering the lotus of the Lord once in devotional service for even a short while gives us immunity from this material existence, from this samsara for all eternity. We can't imagine the benefit of worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. And all these scriptural statements, they are not atishayokti. Some people consider, you know, to encourage people, atishayokti means exaggeration. It may be exaggeration. No. The acharya described the glories of the Lord, lotus feet cannot be sufficiently described. They are not overstatement. In fact, they are understatement. One should consider them to be understatement and not overstatement. So, there is a beautiful pastime of Prabhupada. When the Juhu temple was being constructed, the boundary wall was made. And Dr. Patel, who would go with Prabhupada on a morning walk, and he had a friendly relation with Prabhupada, he said, "Prabhupada, this boundary wall looks like the boundary wall of a prison house. You have imprisoned all the devotees inside." Prabhupada said, "No. Jail is outside. Inside is freedom." Right? So actually, the true freedom lies in surrendering at the lotus feet of the Lord. And Prabhupada continued to describe, he said, actually the disease of the conditioned soul is one, that is independence, independent nature. And sincerity means, Prabhupada explained, sincerity means voluntary surrender. Otherwise, one can do one's own thing. One can do one's own thing. So, but sincerity means voluntary surrender and surrender to the will of the spiritual master. Surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. And that gives true freedom. Till we want to be independent, we'll actually remain bound up. Will actually suffer. But true freedom rises in surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord through the via media of His true representatives. So, we can discuss the eight qualities of the Lord's lotus feet today. They are source of all auspiciousness. They are a suitable boat to cross over this fierce bhavasagar. They are a beverage, a sweet, intoxicating nectar. Lord lotus feet are most beautiful, and our life will become beautiful by taking shelter of them. Lord lotus feet are the highest benediction. Service to their lotus feet, service to these lotus feet, is a supreme benediction. It is the highest fortune to be known as a devotee. The highest fortunate position. Then the fragrance, our life will become fragrant by taking shelter of this fragrance, lotus feet of the Lord, and we will experience complete freedom. So these eight qualities, that's like eight petals of the lotus, and number eight is dear to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. They both appeared on the day of Ashtami, Janmashtami, Radhashtami. So therefore, although there are many qualities of Lord lotus feet, I selected these eight for today's discussion as like an eight petal lotus to be offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And if you can see, there is a lotus in the hand of Vishakha Devi which has eight petals. At least I purposefully counted eight. So the eight main petals. So these eight qualities are like the eight petals lotus. And this lotus can be described in one word, which is fabulous. It's a fabulous lotus. And FAB, the word fabulous can be just acronym to the word FAB. And F stands for the fragrance, freedom and the fortune. A is auspicious and the B is beautiful. It's a boat, it's a great beverage, and benediction, the highest benediction. Thus we will experience, in taking shelter of the Lord's lotus field, we will experience fragrance, complete freedom, great fortune. Our life will become supremely auspicious. Our life will become beautiful. We will be boarding a suitable boat. And on that boat, the sweet nectarine beverage will be served. And that is the highest benediction of life. And therefore, I conclude with a beautiful instruction of Lord Chaitanya given to his students. He said, Yavat acha e prana dehe acha shakti, tavat karaha Krishna pada padme bhakti. As long as there is life and strength in your body, you should render devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have 2-3 minutes still. If there is any comment, any question, any clarification. Okay, so all questions are answered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.